2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news, now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Sponsored by Any Hour Services. Listen at home or anywhere you go. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have blue sky. It's 51 degrees. KSL's top story. Trouble outside Corner Canyon High School. Teenagers have apparently been partying at night outside the Draper High School for years. Now KSL News Radio's Lindsay Aird says police and the school district are cracking down.
Draper police say 37 teens were arrested last weekend alone, and the school district says neighbors have complained and they're worried someone is going to get hurt.
We've seen drag racing there. We've had fireworks and other explosive devices be ignited after hours. We've had loud music being played after hours.
District spokesman Jeff Haney says years of extra security and unmarked police hasn't worked. Now they've changed their trespassing hours and they're also installing gates.
$25,000 to install the gates to restrict access to the campus. And this is a direct result of all of the activity that has been happening.
Haney and police say it's kids from all over the state congregating, and he wants parents to talk to their teens. Lindsay Aird, KSL News Radio.
Well, they were the Bountiful Braves for generations. This morning, we learned they'll be renamed starting next school year. And KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has the story.
Principal Aaron Hoag says they eventually chose the Redhawks because it has some local significance, and it also allows them to easily keep their current school colors. Next up will be a hectic summer of replacing signage around the school. An announcement came last November that the Braves moniker was being retired following concerns about the mascot being culturally insensitive and also inappropriate.
Among the names Bountiful rejected, the Bears, the Blazers, and the Lightning. Instead, they become the Red Hawks next year. Prosecutors have ruled three unified police officers were just doing their job when they shot a suspect in Midvale last September. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
This is the shooting of Matthew Cameron Nolden, who wasn't even the primary suspect that officers were looking for. It happened last September when Nolden was the passenger in a stolen vehicle. Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says Nolden ran away from officers after the tires were spiked, and as he was running, body camera footage shows Nolden pointed a gun at UPD Detective Chelsea Winslow. That's when three officers fired.
They fired five times. DA Sim Gill says the suspect tried to fire at cops, but the safety was on. KSL News Time 302, two men have been charged with shooting at a Mill Creek convenience store clerk. You might have heard about this incident last weekend at a Mill Creek 7-Eleven. The suspects opened fire after their bank card was declined. They shot six times and missed six times. The clerk escaped with his life, and police got a good look at the surveillance video to make the arrests. Pfizer wants to start giving COVID shots to kids under age 16. Maria Chaleos with details live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Pfizer says its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for kids younger than 16. It's now asking the FDA to amend its emergency use authorization to include children from 12 to 15. Pfizer says clinical trials show the vaccine is 100% effective and side effects are consistent with those seen in 16 to 25-year-olds. Johnson & Johnson still isn't up to speed when it comes to production of its vaccine. White House COVID advisor Jeff Zients says the drug maker is still waiting for federal approval of its Baltimore production facility to boost output.
Johnson & Johnson expects a relatively low level of weekly dose delivery until the company secures FDA authorization.
J&J has said it still believes that it can meet its vaccine commitment. The medical examiner taking the stand in day 10 of Derek Chauvin's murder trial, Dr. Baker, conducted the autopsy and determined the cause of George Floyd's death.
The law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take by virtue of those heart conditions.
Now the defense claims that Floyd died of cardiac arrest or illicit drug use. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Queen of England is planning her husband's funeral. After the death of Prince Philip, ABC's Maggie Rooley is in front of Buckingham Palace. She has more.
Normally, a royal funeral would be a huge event that's commemorated widely across the country. We do know that this one's going to be different. Obviously, we're still living in a pandemic here in the UK. We're still under a very strict lockdown. As of now, we do not believe it's going to be a state funeral. We know that was his wish not to have one as well. So most likely it will be a quieter event than normal. But I have to believe that even if it is a quiet funeral, people are going to make a point to still celebrate his legacy.
President Biden said in a statement that Prince Philip's legacy will live on through his family and all the charitable endeavors he shaped. This is the Beatles. They won't be playing Maverick Center tonight, but there will be a musical tribute to the Beatles at the Maverick Center, the first concert at the venue since the pandemic started. Rain, a musical tribute to the Beatles, takes you back through 50 years to the Beatles' greatest moments. A lot of us would settle for going back 1 year, but we can't do that. So if you want to see tonight's Beatles tribute at Maverick, you gotta wear a mask. KSL News Time, 3:05. I think I hear the traffic center in the background. Ricky Meese, good afternoon.
I think you're right.
What's
good
happening?
Afternoon and happy Friday, Jeff. We already have early onset slowdowns on both north and southbound I-15 in Weber and Davis counties. The good news is, for Salt Lake County drivers, no crashes or big delays on your valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL traffic center.
Okay, coming up, I tried to warn you all. I mean, I tried a year and a half ago. See what I mean? Stay here. My minute of news is on the way next.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.